Good afternoon, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. Yesterday, a two-vehicle collision occurred when Cassandra Abbott, driving an SUV, turned westbound onto U.S. Highway 14 from State Highway 130 and pulled in front of an eastbound car driven by Ashley Sinnott. Sinnott's 14-year-old son was a passenger in the vehicle. All parties involved suffered minor injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment. Westbound Highway 14 was closed for approximately 45 minutes as a result of the crash, and Abbott was ticketed for inattentive driving. The Richland County Fair continues today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Today is Children's Day at the fair. Events currently underway are kids and agriculture activities and life-size balloon creations. Other events that will be held today include a pedal pull at 3 o'clock, Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair at 4 o'clock, the meat animal sale is at 5, and the demolition derby will get underway this evening at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. Today and tomorrow, there will be Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides. Both days, you can also view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices today are $5, and tomorrow, admission is free. You can find more information online by going to richlandcountywi.gov. The Bethlehem Lutheran Annual Fall Festival is being held from right now until 2 o'clock at 25500 Rockbridge School Street in Rockbridge, also known as the former Rockbridge School. A spaghetti fundraiser runs until 1 o'clock. A wide variety of classic vehicles are on display during the car show right now. Also at the festival, there will be family fun, which includes face painting. Tiny Acres Farms will be in attendance, and there will be a bake sale. The festival will also feature a craft fair and swap meet. The event will be held, rain or shine. Town Taxi is running to and from the festival. Everyone is welcome to attend. Overall enrollment levels at the universities of Wisconsin remain steady for the fall 2026 semester, according to preliminary estimates based on day one student counts. Following three consecutive years of growth, total enrollment across the state's 13 public universities reached 163,260 students. This represents a minor overall decrease of approximately 1%, or 1,732 students, compared to the revised fall 2025 figure. System officials noted that the slight dip was primarily driven by a drop in international enrollment, which accounted for 1,100 of the total decline. Despite the modest shift, leadership highlighted the strong interest from students and families across the region. Interim President Renee Wachter emphasized that having more than 163,000 students choose a system campus reflects sustained confidence in public higher education. Wachter noted that students and their families are investing in their future and the state's future, calling the figures encouraging evidence that the state's public universities remain among Wisconsin's most vital assets. System leaders attributed the stable numbers in part to accessible pathways that simplify the admission process for prospective students. Key initiatives include traditional application routes alongside expanded programs such as Direct Admit Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Guarantee. Wachter pointed out that ongoing efforts to broaden access, align academic programs with workforce demands, prioritize student retention, and maintain affordable tuition across the Midwest continue to deliver a tangible impact across the system. Constructed in 1957, the Berlin Army National Guard Armory served generations of Wisconsin soldiers for nearly seven decades. Units that have been stationed at the facility include Company C, 232nd Transportation Battalion, an element of the 1157th Transportation Company, the 332nd Support Center Rear Areas Operations Center, and Detachment 1, Headquarters and Headquarters Battery, 1st Battalion, 120th Field Artillery. Soldiers serving from Berlin mobilized during the 1961 Berlin Crisis, Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the war in Afghanistan, Joint Task Force Katrina, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. The facility also served the Berlin community as a polling location for more than 20 years. On September 12th, today, the Wisconsin Army National Guard will conduct a formal closure ceremony of the Berlin Armory as part of an overall modernization effort to consolidate operations, improve command and control, and increase unit efficiency. We have two new winners to announce today in the St. Anthony's auction raffle. They are on ticket 474, Odelia Solchenberger, and on ticket 29, Denny Meyer from Reedsburg. These are both $50 winners. Congratulations to both of them.